It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
At the United States Postal Service, we deliver fast and affordably for small biz, big box, large scale, wholesale, retail, B2B, B2C, ASAP. USPS, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/delivering.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program to get you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll have your latest scores from the final week of the WNBA regular season, and also we'll have the season league leaders as well as the final standings. We'll have the player of the week, and we'll also have the 2022 playoff matchups in the WNBA, and plus a farewell to Sweet Sil. Sylvia Fowles, that's coming up on this edition of the program. I want to start off with my top three storylines. Of course, got to start it off with Sylvia Fowles. When you think of one of the best, not just in women's basketball, but in all of basketball, you think of the likes of Cheryl Miller, Cynthia Cooper, Cheryl Swoops, Lisa Leslie, Rebecca Lobo, Candace Parker, Sue Bird, and also another name that you need to mention as well, Sylvia Fowles. What a great career she's had, not just in the WNBA, but going back to her days as being a member of the LSU Lady Tigers basketball team, where she was a teammate at LSU alongside Simone Augustus, also Tamika Johnson, just to name a few. And the accolades have been so great during Sylvia's time as a member of the basketball community. Again, making Final Four appearances as a member of the Louisiana State University LSU Lady Tigers, and then transitioning over to WNBA, becoming a two-time WNBA champion with the Minnesota Lynx, also a two-time WNBA Finals MVP with the Minnesota Lynx. Also, she was a WNBA League MVP in 2017. Also, multiple All-WNBA first and second teams. Let's not forget about when you think of Sylvia Fowles, you think of defense and rebounding. Four-time league defensive player of the year, also a seven-time all-defensive first team honoree, and also an all-defensive second team honoree as well. Also led the league in blocks twice, and also is a two-time WNBA rebounding champion. Not to mention an eight-time WNBA All-Star. Also was a three-time WNBA peak performer and a member of the 25th anniversary team in the WNBA. So many great accolades throughout her professional basketball career, and also not to mention the Olympics. When you think of Olympic basketball, particularly USA Olympic women's basketball, you think of some of the names like Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi, but you also think about Sweet Sil, Sylvia Fowles as well, being a four-time Olympic gold medalist, winning in Beijing in 2008, London in 2012, Rio de Janeiro in 2016, and in Tokyo in 2020. So the accomplishments have been so rewarding for Sylvia. Of course, she played her first 6 years in the WNBA with the Chicago Sky, had a good run in Chicago, but she really turned up the heat when she landed in Minnesota. And, man, that's where her star and her claim to fame went to a whole nother level, being a part of the Minnesota Lynx, playing alongside the Simone Augustus and Amaya Moore, and also Rebecca Brunson and Lindsey Whalen, just to name a few. So Sylvia Fowles, again, great seasons in the WNBA, 13 seasons. What can you say about her? Just phenomenal in every sense of the word. She's definitely going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. She's definitely going to make her way to Springfield whenever that day comes. And certainly, again, Sylvia, not just a great person on the court, but even a better person off the court. So kudos to Sylvia Fowles, of course, in her final WNBA season. And, of course, she played her last WNBA regular season game this past weekend, as well as her last WNBA home game in Minnesota for the Lynx. We'll get more into that a little bit later on in the program. But, again, congratulations to Sylvia Fowles on a great professional basketball career. My next storyline is going to be the Atlanta Dream. What a 2022 WNBA season that the Dream had. Now, again, the Dream fell short of making the playoffs. They lost to the New York Liberty. We'll get more into that a little bit later. But what a season for the Atlanta Dream. Some of the talent has just been phenomenal. We saw the makings of this team within the last 2 years with the likes of Monique Billings, who provides a lot of the inside points for the Dream, doing the dirty work, getting the rebounds and the second chance points. But also, in addition to Monique Billings, we also saw the likes of Cheyenne Parker coming into her own this season. And on top of that, you also have a lot of new additions that came into the fold for Atlanta this year, like Erica Wheeler, also Christy Wallace, also Kia Vaughn, and you can't forget about A.D. Durr, also with the likes of Tiffany Hayes, who's been a veteran on the team for a long time. Ari McDonald really improved her play during the second half of the year. But how about the rookie, Ryan Howard? It's no doubt that she's going to win this year's WNBA Rookie of the Year. She has been a sensation during this rookie campaign. She is no doubt, as I said earlier, she's going to win this year's WNBA Rookie of the Year. Ryan was just consistent from start to finish. The number one overall pick out of the University of Kentucky showed up and showed out in a major way and giving Dream fans and the fans in Atlanta something to be excited about during this rookie campaign that Ryan put together. And also, not just with the players that I mentioned earlier, but also first-year head coach Tanisha Wright. What a job she did this year. I think Tanisha definitely deserves strong consideration for head coach of the year. Of course, a lot of the candidates that are going to be up for this award, in my opinion, are going to be the likes of Becky Hammon from the Las Vegas Aces. Again, James Wade from the Chicago Sky, he's going to be up on this as well. Again, Noel Quinn from the Seattle Storm is definitely going to get some strong recognition. Of course, Kurt Miller from the Connecticut Sun, Mike Thibault from the Washington Mystics, Vicky Johnson from the Dallas Wings. But I think Tanisha Wright from the Atlanta Dream definitely deserves some strong consideration. I mean, there were a lot of changeups in this lineup this year, a lot of injuries to a lot of key players, but Tanisha was able to hold it together. Unfortunately, it just wasn't enough as they struggled throughout the last 2 months of the regular season, and unfortunately they did not make the playoffs. But again, job well done to the Atlanta Dream in their 2022 WNBA season, and as they say, the best is yet to come. And for my last storyline, it's official. The 2022 WNBA playoffs are officially underway, and we've got some great teams that have qualified for the playoffs. We have the number one seed, the Las Vegas Aces, with a record of 26-10, followed by the number two seed, the Chicago Sky, the defending champions. They also have a record of 26-10. The third seed belongs to the Connecticut Sun with a record of 25-11. The fourth seed belongs to the Seattle Storm with a record of 22-14. Coming in as the fifth seed are the Washington Mystics with a record of 22-14. The sixth seed belongs to the Dallas Wings with a record of 18-18. The seventh seed belongs to the New York Liberty with a record of 16-20. And the eighth seed belongs to the Phoenix Mercury with a record of 15-21. And, of course, Minnesota, Atlanta, Los Angeles, and Indiana all eliminated from playoff contention. So, again, the number one seed belongs to Las Vegas. The number two seed belongs to the Chicago Sky. The number three seed belongs to Connecticut. The number four seed belongs to Seattle. The fifth seed belongs to Washington. The sixth seed belongs to Dallas. The seventh seed belongs to New York. And the eighth seed belongs to Phoenix. So the playoffs are here. The playoffs are going to be heating up. You thought the regular season was nice? Man, these playoff matchups are going to be off the chain. A little bit later on in the program, I'll give you the full rundown on who will meet in the first round of the 2022 WNBA playoffs. In addition, the new format this year where we'll have, for the first time ever, in the first round, it will be a best of three. It will no longer be the single elimination game. It will be, in the first round, we'll have a best of three series, so that should definitely be exciting. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll have your latest scores, the league leaders, the final standings, and the player of the week. in the WNBA. Stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
The DreamCloud flash sale is here, today through Monday only. Get 25% off everything, including the DreamCloud Premier Luxury Hybrid Mattress. DreamCloud combines the perfect blend of comfy memory foam and supportive coils to make you feel like you're sleeping on a cloud. Order today and get 25% off any mattress purchase, plus a 365-night home trial, free shipping and returns, and a forever warranty. Today through Monday only. Visit DreamCloudSleep.com for 25% off site-wide. Hurry, this offer ends Monday, August 15th.
Fallen for a clickbait link? You're not the only one. That's why Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi includes advanced security to help protect your connected devices online from malware, threats, and even scams disguised as cute dog videos. And the second anything's blocked, you'll get an alert to keep you in the know. So when a flashing ad says you've won millions, you don't lose a cent. Get advanced security included with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Click to learn more. Advanced security must be enabled in the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. Restrictions apply. Fallen for clickbait? Advanced security included with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi helps protect your connected devices online, even from scams disguised as dog videos. Click to learn more. Advanced security must be enabled in the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. Restrictions apply.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever. Headaches.
I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Southern Company is making energy smart and sustainable for their 9 million customers across the country. From modernizing infrastructure to achieving their interim carbon reduction goal early, Southern Company is committed to building a clean, resilient energy future. Learn more at southerncompany.com/future. Southern Company, building the future of energy.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time to get you caught up on the scores and some of the highlights from the final week that was in the WNBA regular season. Let's start with action from Monday, August the 8th, between the New York Liberty squaring off against the Dallas Wings. The Wings would win a close one, final score 86-77. For the Dallas Wings, they punched their ticket into the playoffs. Of course, Arigue Ogunbowale was injured for this game, but Marina Mabry, what a performance she had. She finished with 31 points. And I got to tell you, as I mentioned earlier, I mentioned Arike Ogunbowale being one of the bright stars for the Dallas Wings, but also you can't forget about the likes of Alicia Gray, also with Izzy Harrison, also Tiara McCowan. What a nice addition she's been to the team this year. It's just so many great players that have helped Dallas get to this point and helped them earn a playoff spot. And again, as I mentioned earlier, Marina Mabry finished with 31 points. Here's Marina in action.
That doesn't excuse our post players. I want them to get 6 rebounds. So long shots, and for the Dallas Wings, that's also going to help them get out in transition, which we've been able to see them do early.
It'll be 14 on the shot clock, 3.5 to play here in the first half. Glad you're with us tonight. Wings led by as many as 12. Biggest lead for New York has been 1. Marina Mabry.
There is no telling what she can do.
Wicca Mabry puts up the hand. No. New York doing a good job getting 4 players back quickly on defense. Mabry the pull-up. Yes, and a foul. Boy, Sabrina Ionescu did get her 206th career assist. Most in. Now she picked up her 2nd personal foul. So Sammy Whitcomb up off the bench for New York. Marina Mabry, for you. That's 19.7 she's averaged.
Well, I appreciate you doing that because take her off the floor. Yeah, if she scores, that is a great addition for
Deary. Coaching players up. Ionescu in the paint, takes a big hit, goes down hard. Mabry with a hot hand working on Dangerfield. Trying to use the hand to get Dangerfield out of the way. Mabry rattling it. Run off that pick like that. Stop on a dime, elevate, and then shoot.
No, it's not easy. And it takes a lot of practice and a lot of different reads. You have to know where that on-ball screen defender is. If they go under the screen, then yeah, you may have enough space for a pull-up jumper. But a lot of different reads. As Marina Mabry, you cannot help inside. She leaves Sabrina for just a second, and that is just enough time for her to come off with a quick release from 3.
25 for Ionescu, 12 for the other 4 starters for the Liberty. But they lead by 4. Mabry, 3! Trailing by 1. Just about a minute gone by here in the fourth quarter. These two teams will meet again on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Close out the home season for the Wings. What a move, Marina Mabry.
Up to the rim for the finish.
Mabry, her 5th 20-point game of the year. Dallas with the steal. Laney pushes clear. No foul. Laney gets picked off. Mabry makes her pay. 30 points in the ball game. Her 5th 30-point effort this season. Mabry looks to answer and does.
Wings defensively.
And again, if you just joined us, Arike Ogunbowale out for the next at least 2 games. That muscle strain, they're calling it. Natasha Howard day-to-day, not playing tonight. Marina Mabry!
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, also Bally Sports Southwest and NBA TV. So again, Marina Mabry finished with 31 points. Here's Marina after the game.
Really just trying to make plays for my team. My teammates are trusting me, and they're giving me the ball back when it matters. And just trying to do what I can, make shots, get back, defend, and win games. We want to get a good seed in the playoffs, and we want to make a run this year. I'm just really happy. Like, we've been trying to hang on, get 8th place for the last couple years, and this time we quit earlier, and now we're in 6th. So gives us a better chance, so I'm really excited to play. She got hot, and when she gets hot, she's really hard to stop. She's a great player, so we got to defend her better next game for sure and be ready for her because she's a problem.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, Bally Sports Southwest, and NBA TV. So, again, in this contest with the Dallas Wings beating the New York Liberty 86-77, Marina Mabry finished again with 31 points. Alicia Gray also contributed to the victory with 18 points, and Tiara McCowan finished with 16 points. We move along now to action from Tuesday, August the 9th, where we had the Seattle Storm going up against the Chicago Sky. Seattle would win 111-100. For Seattle, Brianna Stewart finished with 25 points. Gabby Williams had 21 points. Jewel Lloyd, a.k.a. the Gold Mamba, finished with 18 points. Ezzie Magbegor finished with 13 points. Tina Charles finished with 14 points, and Sue Bird had 10 points. Again, the final score, Seattle 111, Chicago 100. And we had the Atlanta Dream squaring off against the Las Vegas Aces. The Aces would go on to beat the Dream. Final score, 97-90. For the Aces, Asia Wilson had a double-double with 24 points, 14 rebounds. Kelsey Plum and Chelsea Gray both contributed with 22 points. Jackie Young finished with 20 points. Unfortunately, the Aces would get the victory, but some bad news coming from this game. Forward De'Erica Hamby would suffer a knee contusion, is expected to be out for the next 2 to 4 weeks, and that could have a big impact on the Aces as they begin this playoff run, and certainly they've got a tough matchup coming up. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but Hamby gets hurt in this game, suffers a knee contusion, is going to be out for at least 2 to 4 weeks, so we'll have to pay attention and see if De'Erica will be healthy going forward, helping Las Vegas try to get through this playoff stretch and possibly to the WNBA championship. And then we had the Connecticut Sun squaring off against the Los Angeles Sparks. Connecticut would win 97-71. For the Sun, Jonquel Jones, the reigning MVP, had a double-double with 21 points and 10 rebounds. Natisha Heideman finished with 13 points. Brianna Jones finished with 14 points. Alyssa Thomas had 11 points, and Dewana Bonner had 10 points. Again, the final score, Connecticut 97, Los Angeles 71. We move along now to action from Wednesday, August the 10th. The New York Liberty squared off against the Dallas Wings. New York would win 91-73. For the Liberty, Sabrina Ionescu finished with 13 points. Also, Marina Johannes finished with 13 points. Bednija Laney finished with 11 points. And Sammy Whitcomb finished with 15 points. Again, the final score, New York 91, Dallas 73. Then we had a close game between the Minnesota Lynx squaring off against the Phoenix Mercury. Minnesota would win 86-77. For the leading scorer for the Lynx, Kayla McBride finished with 18 points. Sylvia Fowles finished with 16 points. Nafisa Collier had 11 points. Jessica Shepard had a double-double with 15 points and 12 rebounds. Mariah Jefferson had 12 assists, and Ariel Powers finished with 14 points. Again, the final score, Minnesota 86, Phoenix 77. We move along now to action from Thursday, August the 11th. We have the Chicago Sky squaring off against the Las Vegas Aces. The Aces would go on to win 89-78. Kelsey Plum had a sensational game, finishing with 25 points. Jackie Young finished with 22 points. Asia Wilson and Bebe Williams both had 12 points. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 89, Chicago 78. And then we had the Connecticut Sun squaring off against the Los Angeles Sparks. Connecticut would win easily 93-69. Alyssa Thomas finished with 18 points. Jonquel Jones finished with 17 points. Dewana Bonner had 13 points, and Brianna Jones finished with 16 points. Again, the final score in that game, Connecticut 93, Los Angeles 69. We move along now to action from Friday, August the 12th. The Washington Mystics would go on to beat the Indiana Fever 82-70. For the Mystics, Elena Deladon finished with 24 points. Shakira Austin contributed with 11 rebounds, and Elizabeth Williams had 10 points. Again, the final score, Washington 82, Indiana 70. The New York Liberty squared off against the Atlanta Dream. The Liberty would win 80-70. For the Liberty, Crystal Dangerfield had 18 points. Bednija Laney finished with 17 points. Sabrina Ionescu had 15 points. And then Natasha Howard had a double-double with 14 points and 12 rebounds. Again, the final score, New York 80, Atlanta 70. Also, we move along now to action between the Dallas Wings squaring off against the Phoenix Mercury. The Mercury would go on to win 86-74. For Phoenix, Diamond DeShields finished with 24 points. Also, Shea Petty had 18 points. Sophie Cunningham had 16 points. And Jenny Sims finished with 14 points. Again, the final score, Phoenix 86, Dallas 74. And, of course, we had the Seattle Storm squaring off against the Minnesota Lynx. Seattle would win this game 96-69. For the Storm, Tina Charles finished with 23 points. Brianna Stewart had a double-double with 16 points and 10 rebounds. Jewel Lloyd finished with 21 points, and Breanne January had 11 points. But clearly, it was not about the Storm winning the game. The highlight of this game was Sylvia Fowles, a.k.a. Sweet Syl. This was Sylvia's last regular season home game in the WNBA. Of course, as I mentioned in the earlier part of the show, this is her final season in the WNBA. So all season long, Sylvia has just been getting warm wishes. She's just been, you know, it's just been an overflow of just appreciation and admiration for a player that's just been consistent from her days at LSU and making such a commitment to USA Olympic women's basketball and her commitment in the WNBA, first with the Chicago Sky and now with the Minnesota Lynx. So as I mentioned earlier, this was Sylvia's final regular season home game in Minnesota. And even though the Lynx didn't win this game, again, it was all about Sweet Syl. And after the game, Sylvia showed her emotions after playing her last regular season home game in the WNBA.
Very overwhelming, but I'm so appreciative. Coming into this season, I didn't want none of this attention, but as the season went along, I realized how much love and how much appreciation these fans have for me across this league. And I never want to take that for granted. So thank you guys for everything that y'all have done throughout my career. And it's been an amazing ride, and I appreciate y'all. I mean, from every team that we travel to all the messages I get through social media, to the fans that I meet just out and about, they've been giving me so much love. I want my legacy to be dominant, and I think I finished that on this note today throughout my career. I'm just so happy and blessed that I've been half the people in my life and the people that made a big impact on who I am today. And I'm just appreciative, man. I'm just so appreciative. Man, they just allowed me to keep just driving. It's been some good days, some bad days. I call and I complain, but they never gave me that space to complain. They always made sure that I understood the mission, and for that, I'm forever grateful. It's just a matter of time. I'm just happy that I had the opportunity to be here in Minnesota. From 15, they embraced me with so much love, and I'm just happy that I can repay the favor.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. So Sylvia Fowles always showing appreciation. If you heard in the soundbite, very grateful for all the opportunities throughout her career and what the community of Minnesota meant to her. And the night was far from over because at the end of the game, there was a special celebration in honor of all of Sylvia's accomplishments. Here's USA Basketball CEO Jim Tooley on his thoughts on Sylvia Fowles.
Sylvia, on behalf of USA Basketball, we want to congratulate you on a remarkable WNBA career. At USA Basketball, we want to thank you for your 17-year commitment to our national team program, which saw you win 4 Olympic gold medals and a World Cup gold medal. You are a tremendous ambassador on and off the court, a great role model, and USA Basketball is proud to have been part of your journey. We wish you nothing but success for the future, and we'll know we'll stay in touch with you, but we wanted to present you tonight with a framed jersey commemorative of your time with USA Basketball.
All right, that audio again courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. And as I mentioned earlier about Sylvia and her commitment to USA Basketball, a winner of 4 Olympic gold medals, Beijing, London, Rio de Janeiro, and Tokyo. And the CEO of USA Basketball, Jim Tooley, giving Sylvia a personalized basketball and just in awe and just honoring her and just thanking her for her commitment to USA Basketball and the great accomplishments that she's had. Continuing in the tribute to Sylvia Fowles and just honoring her, her great legacy and all she's done in her career, Minnesota Lynx owner Glenn Taylor shares his thoughts on Sylvia.
I'm going to make this very personal because that's our relationship. The first part of our journey, you didn't even know we were together. I watched you with the competition. I watched you block our shots. I watched you do your tip-ins. I watched you put the hard screen, and you were with the competition. But I admired what you as a player. And I said, boy, I wish you could be on our team. And then it happened. You were on our team. But it was totally different than what I thought. We never talked basketball. We talked about culture. We talked about the future. We talked about helping others. We talked about leadership and all of those things. And it was wonderful. And I enjoyed it. But it leads to the last thing, and that's the future. I'm here to talk to you about the future. I'm here to watch you in the future. I know you're going to be great. You're going to help lots of people. And I wish you I wish you the best on your journey.
Thank you.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. And the owner of the Minnesota Lynx, Glenn Taylor, said when she was playing for the Chicago Sky, she was blocking all of the opponent's shots. And he said, I'm going to have her on my team one day. And guess what? He did have her. He manifested it. He manifested it. He spoke it into existence, and it happened. And Sylvia definitely paid off big dividends for that Minnesota franchise that had great players from the likes of Katie Smith, Lindsey Whalen, Maya Moore, Simone Augustus, and now you can also Rebecca Brunson, and then you could add Sylvia Fowles to the list as well, as during Sylvia's time with the Lynx winning two WNBA championships. And also another player that's a part of the Lynx history, Nafisa Collier. Here's Nafisa giving her thoughts on being Sylvia's teammate.
I just wanted to thank you guys for coming out on this bittersweet night for Syl. Really appreciate it, and I know Syl did too. From a selfish standpoint, I would play with Syl for the rest of my career. I wish you would play for 10 more years. I'd stay here for you. Yeah. But from a friendship standpoint, as coming from someone who I love, you deserve this retirement. It's well deserved. You are truly one of one. You're a living legend. The way that you represent yourself, this community, this team, your country, is with dignity, grace, and class. You're truly one of one, and I love you. Thank you so much, Syl.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of WNBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. And Nafisa Collier, I mean, again, she's still racking up future accomplishments and definitely somebody that's definitely going to be a Hall of Famer one day, and just sharing her thoughts on what Sylvia meant to her, not just as a teammate, but as a person as well. And speaking of being a teammate of Sylvia, Rebecca Brunson. Rebecca, a part of those championship teams, those championship runs with the Lynx. Here's Rebecca and her and what she has to say about Sylvia.
I've been blessed. I always assist. Thank you. I've been so blessed to be able to be a part of Syl's playing career on three levels, right? When she first came into the league, we were opponents. And I pride myself on being a solid defender, right? But she made life really, really hard. And after we would compete, she would come up to me and she would give me one of those Syl hugs. If you ever been hugged by Syl, you know exactly what I'm talking about with the Syl hug. It's an embrace, it's tight. Right? And at first I was like, is she taunting me? Like, what's happening right now? But after we were competitors, then I had the chance to play with Syl. Well, the first thing I thought when she was coming to the Lynx was, we gonna win some more. Right? Yes. But then I was excited about the opportunity to figure out what was behind the Syl hug, who she was. And not for a moment was I disappointed. She was exactly what that hug said. I care about you. I support you. I want to see you succeed. I'm there for you, no matter what it is. She's been that hug for this community, too. So thank you for that. And then I had the opportunity to sit on the side and yell at you a little bit. And that's where it got fun. But then I was so happy with the way that you approached the game, the way you wanted to learn about the game, the way that you wanted to continue to grow, even though you were great, even though everything that you embodied was greatness. You still wanted to watch the video. You still wanted to get better. You still wanted to be able to support your teammates. So in all of those things, in all of those levels, I think you continue to express why you are great. Yeah, basketball is wonderful, but the person that you are, the person that you are consistently, is what makes you an amazing, amazing person. So thank you for just allowing me to be in your orbit. Thank you.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of ESPN, the Walt Disney Company, and the WNBA. Man, Rebecca Brunson was no slouch by any means of the imagination. And when those two were teammates in Minnesota, man, it was just phenomenal to watch that whole era, just that whole championship dominance take place in Minneapolis with the Lynx having that championship run. Also, another person that's a part of was a part of that championship run for the Minnesota Lynx, Lindsey Whalen. Here's Lindsey having some lighthearted message about Sylvia.
When I think back on our time together playing here with the Lynx, we had a bunch of special people that came together at a really cool time in our lives. Coach, Glenn, Becky, Chuck, where's Chuck? Hey, Chuck. Chuck Bard, athletic trainer. Jim P., Shelly P., Becky, Moan, and Maya. We came together at a really cool time. And we were a championship team. We were a championship team at that point. And then we got Sylvester Flowers, also known as Sylvia Fowles, Sweet Still. And when she joined the team, we became a dynasty. Without her, we don't win 2015 for sure, because she was a hot mess. We don't win 2015, right, Syl? Right, Coach? We don't win 2015 without Syl. We don't make it back to the finals in 2016. And we certainly don't win in 2017. So thank you, Syl, for coming to us at a really special time in all of our lives. What's that? She did win a few, yes, good, correct. Right, 2017, regular season, yes, and finals. So thank you for reminding me. MVP, Syl, we love you. I can't wait for you to be up here in the rafters, and I'm so proud of your level.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company, Lindsey Whalen. I mean, those teams were definitely something serious with her and Maya Moore and, of course, Simone Augustus. And then when you add Sylvia Fowles to the mix, man, it was definitely, and of course, Rebecca Brunson, it was definitely a championship, and those teams were definitely destined and definitely something serious during that era. All right, so we heard from everybody else. Now, here's Sylvia Fowles.
Thank you. It's been a joy. Weird kid I was. I never thought that I would be here in this moment with the impact that I made across this league to many people, players, fans, family. This was never a goal of mine. I think basketball just was a way to tune my inner energy because I was bad. And it kept me occupied. But along the way, I had the stars aligned for me because I had a lot of people
who kept me in my place and held me to high standards. And so I couldn't do it without you guys. My aunt, my siblings, Mama Dorothy, Lindsay, USAB, endorsements, Nike been behind me since I can remember. This league is competitive and it's hard. So when you get to that point where you know you have to wind down, it tends to be a roller coaster. Brandy, Mama Mendez, thank you so much for everything. Thank my teammates for pushing me throughout the years, allowing me to be myself, allowing me to take no days off, and keep me motivated. Without you guys, I am not who I am, and I want you guys to know that. To the media, to the fans, thank you guys for embracing me with open arms. By no means this has been easy. I just want you guys to know that I love and I appreciate you. Minnesota, this will forever be home. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, so again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. So the great Sylvia Fowles sharing her love, her respect, and admiration for not just her peers, but for the Minnesota Lynx franchise, just everyone that has been impacted by her presence, not just in the WNBA, but in all of basketball and in life in general, and thankful for the community that she was in for quite a while in the city of Minneapolis. And definitely Sylvia always showing her gratitude and ever grateful for her time playing professional basketball. So, and once again, here's more comments from Sylvia as she spoke at a post-game press conference.
How grateful I am, how I allowed these fans across these different states to embrace me. I think I'm very happy going through this whole process this year. Like I said at the beginning, I wasn't too thrilled about it because I didn't want the attention, but you do have to realize that people do understand the work that you put through 15 years, and I'm happy to see that flourish and come back full force for me. It's all I know. I'm never looking for an easy way out. I'm always putting myself first at the front of the line, and so whatever needs to be done that night, I think I'm the first one to step up and be willing to do that. And so I think me taking those responsibilities kind of showed throughout my career, and I'm very proud of that. Like you say, the competitive part of it, it's something about having to show up every night and going out there and give it the best that you have every moment you can. And I don't take those moments for granted, so I think definitely competing night in and night out would be something that I would truly miss. What hit me the hardest in the ceremony is the fans, just listening to them scream and give me my flowers, as y'all would say. It was nice. Them just being open to the things that I'm willing to do or that I'm passionate about. And Minnesota is a place that embraced me, and so I thought it was only right to return the favor and making sure I'm embracing them as much as they do to me. I think at the end of the day is how I treat people. I don't think basketball really plays a factor in that. And the one thing that I stand firm on is making sure people feel like they're loved and they're welcomed and they're heard. And I think I've been consistent with that throughout the league, and so the basketball part is a plus, but I think they respect me more on just me, who I am as a person.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and the Minnesota Timberwolves. So again, Sylvia just alluding to how grateful she's been throughout her career, and not just for doing things on the court, but off the court as well, especially being a part of that community in Minnesota playing with the Lynx. And of course, we're definitely going to miss Sylvia, and we wish her all of the best in whatever she does in life. And definitely it's going to be fantastic. Sweet Sil, Sylvia Fowles, man, just a resume that is unmatched. It's long and it's phenomenal. Great accomplishments and accolades, and big ups again to Sylvia Fowles. So again, the final score was Seattle 96, Minnesota 69. Sylvia Had a double-double with 13 points and 12 rebounds. Ariel Powers finished with 18 points, and Bridget Carlton had 11 points. Again, Seattle would beat Minnesota 96-69. And then on Sunday, August the 14th, we had the final day of the WNBA regular season. We had the Connecticut Sun beating the Minnesota Lynx 90-83. The New York Liberty beat the Atlanta Dream 87-83. We had the Washington Mystics beating the Indiana Fever 95-83. The Las Vegas Aces beat the Seattle Storm 109-100. The Chicago Sky beat the Phoenix Mercury 82-67. And then the Dallas Wings would go on to beat the Los Angeles Sparks 116-88. And those are your scores from the final week that was in the WNBA regular season. So that takes care of that. Now it's time for the Player of the Week Award in the WNBA. For the Player of the Week Award winner for the Eastern Conference for the week of August the 8th, this is her third time winning the award, Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. And for the Western Conference, representing the Dallas Wings is Tierra Macau. And again, the Player of the Week Award winners for the week of August the 8th for the Eastern Conference belongs to Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty, and for the Western Conference, Tierra McCowan from the Dallas Wings. Congratulations to Sabrina and Tierra. Let's move along now to the final league leaders during the 2022 WNBA regular season. Let's start off with points per game. The leading scorer during the 2022 WNBA season belonged to Breanna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. She averaged 21.8 points per game. Coming in at number two was Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. She averaged 20 points per game. And then we have a tie for third place. Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury and Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. And then coming in fifth is Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category is rebounds. Coming in at number one, Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. She averaged 9.8 rebounds a game. Coming in at number two is Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Tied for third, Candace Parker from the Chicago Sky and Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun. And in fifth place is Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. Next category is assists. At number one is Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. She averaged 7 assists a game during the regular season. At number two, Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky. In third is Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. And in tied for fourth, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces and Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. Next category that we had is blocks per game. Coming in at number one, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. She averaged almost 2 blocks a game. At number two is Ezzie Magbegor from the Seattle Storm. At number three, Brianna Turner from the Phoenix Mercury. And then tied for fourth is Queen Egbo from the Indiana Fever and Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. Next category that we have is field goal percentage. At number one, Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. She shot 62% from the field during the regular season. At number two, Brianna Turner from the Phoenix Mercury. She shot 60% from the field. Coming in third, Tierra McCowan from the Dallas Wings. And then tied for fourth, we have Emma Mieseman from the Chicago Sky and Brianna Jones from the Connecticut Sun. Next category is free throw percentage. Coming in at number one, Allie Quigley from the Chicago Sky. She shot 95% from the free throw line. At number two, Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. She shot 93% from the free throw line. Coming in at number three, Satu Sabali from the Dallas Wings. In fifth, Elena Deladon from the Washington Mystics. And in fifth, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category is three-point percentage. At number one, Mariah Jefferson from the Minnesota Lynx. At number two, Han Shu from the New York Liberty. Mariah shot 47% from the three-point line during the regular season, and Han shot 44%. Coming in at number three is Han's teammate from the New York Liberty, Maureen Johannes, shooting 43% from three-point range. Coming in at fourth is Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces, and in fifth, Tiffany Hayes from the Atlanta Dream. The next category that we have is steals per game. At number one, Brittany Sykes from the Los Angeles Sparks. She averaged 2 steals a game. Tied for second, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun and Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. And then tied for fourth, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces and Shea Petty from the Phoenix Mercury. And the last category that we have is minutes played. At number one, Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury. She averaged 34 minutes a game during the regular season. At number two is her teammate from the Mercury, Brianna Turner. At number three, Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. At number four is Alicia Gray from the Dallas Wings. And at number five is Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. And that takes care of your league leaders. And it takes care of your league leaders for the 2022 WNBA regular season. Definitely never a dull moment. It was always close, whether it be in points per game or rebounds, assists or blocks. All of these ladies handled their business, doing their part, and so much more. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll reveal the 2022 WNBA playoff matchups, and we'll give you the TV schedules that's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100.
And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. So now we're finally here. After the 36-game regular season, it is now time for the 2022 WNBA playoffs, and here are the matchups. Now, again, we have a unique setting this year. This, for the first time this year, we will not have the single elimination game in the first round. The first round will be a best of three series. So the format will be 3-5-5. The first round will be a best of three series. The semifinals will be a best of five series. And a final series, when the final series, excuse me, will be the best of five. So we're going to start off in the first round in the best of three series. We have the Las Vegas Aces, the number one seed, squaring off against the eight seed, the Phoenix Mercury. So Las Vegas and Phoenix will meet in game one on ESPN. Tip-off will be at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Again, that's game one between Las Vegas and the Phoenix Mercury in Phoenix. Excuse me, the game will be in Las Vegas on ESPN. Also, game two will be in Las Vegas, and that game will be on ESPN2. So, again, it's a lot of situations going on with that. Again, the Mercury and the Aces, we know how that is going to play out. They've had a rivalry. And will Diana Taurasi be healthy? Again, she's been battling a hamstring. Hopefully she can be healthy and ready to go. And what about Skylar Diggins-Smith? She's been gone away for a while for personal reasons. We'll see what's going to happen if she's going to be durable the rest of the way. So, again, game one will take place on Wednesday, August the 17th, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific on ESPN. And then we'll have game two of the series will take place on Saturday, August the 20th, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on ESPN2. And in game three, if necessary, will be on ESPN2 as well. So let's move along to the next series between the fourth seed, Seattle Storm, going up against the fifth seed, Washington Mystics. Game one will take place in Seattle on ESPN2. Coverage will be at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. Again, that's game one between the Mystics and the Storm on ESPN2. And then game two of the series will take place on Sunday, August the 21st. Tip off at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central Time, 1 p.m. Pacific on ESPN. And then if game three, if necessary, will take place in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., that game will be on ESPN2. Let's move along now to the next matchup that we have. The number two seed, the Chicago Sky, the defending champions, going up against the seventh seed, New York Liberty. Game one will take place in Chicago, and it will take place on ESPN. Cover tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. And then game two will take place in Chicago on ESPN2. Coverage begins Saturday, August the 20th, 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central Time. And then, if necessary, game three will take place in New York. Coverage will begin on ESPN2. And then we move along now to action that we have in the next series. It will be between the third seed, Connecticut Sun, going up against the sixth seed, Dallas Wings. Game one of that series will start on Thursday, August the 18th. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. It will be on NBA TV. Game two of the series between the Wings and the Sun will take place on Sunday, August the 21st, 12 p.m. noon Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Central Time. And that game will be on ABC. And if necessary, game three will be in Dallas on ESPN2. So that's how your first round matchups take place. And I tell you one thing, it's going to be some big matchups just in this first round alone. So again, in the first round, the number one seed Las Vegas Aces square off against the eighth seed Phoenix Mercury. The fourth seed Seattle Storm square off against the fifth seed Washington Mystics. The second seed Chicago Sky will square off against the seventh seed New York Liberty. And the third seed Connecticut Sun will square off against the sixth seed Dallas Wings. So again, this is going to be some great matchups. It's going to be hot and heavy. I'm really looking forward to, of course, Las Vegas and Phoenix. I think is going to be a great series. I think the Seattle and Washington series is going to be an interesting one. That bracket, I think, is going to really steal the first round in this new format. This best of three series is going to be outstanding. So, those are your matchups in the first round of the WNBA playoffs. It should be exciting. And again, I want to send a big special thank you to you, the listeners out there, for tuning into this edition of Striving for It All. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, saying so long. We'll talk to you again real soon.
It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be a part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.